Good evening and welcome to the August 24th, 2026 Town Council meeting for the Town of Curry Beach. First item on the agenda is our invocation and the pledge. Art, if you would please.
Thank you, Mayor. I've learned a new phrase here lately. It's a phrase that refers to a pretty popular phenomenon. I'm guilty of it, you're guilty of it, and even though it's relatively harmless, we're all avid practitioners of it. Probably even did it today. It's called weather moaning. In other words, we all find it impossible not to complain, moan about the weather. If it's hot, we wish it was cold. If it's cold, we wish it was hot. It's raining, we want it to stop. If there's a drought, we want it to rain. Regardless of what the weather is doing outside, we always seem to long for the opposite. Weather moaning. Some people might suggest that we humans are just a spoiled and unappreciative bunch, that we should accept the weather as it comes and just be grateful for and make the most of the weather that we have. These people have never been through a hurricane. These people have never had to evacuate their homes or repair damages from 100-mile-an-hour winds. They've never left home not knowing what to expect when they return, and they've certainly never had Jim Cantore suddenly move into the house down the street. In fact, I just learned that one of our local weathermen said that this year's hurricane season would be mild. This is the same weatherman that said last year that the hurricane would be one for the record books. It wasn't, so who knows? What I do find interesting is that weather is one of the few things that we all have in common. It's the one element in the news that affects everybody. I might not have an understanding or opinion about what's taking place in Washington, but I do understand and care about the weather, and I find solace in the fact that in this age of political correctness, where so many subjects are off limits and taboo, weather is one of the few topics that we can show our outrage and everyone seems to understand. So embrace your role as a weather monger. Complain about the heat. Curse the freezing cold. Let out your frustrations on the wind and find comfort in the one thing that unifies us all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you are with us through whatever storms you send our way. We seek your divine protection and ask that you ease the fear in our hearts. Give us the courage we need to quiet our anxiety and shield our homes and neighbors from harm. Be with those whose job it is to keep us safe and renew our spirits when the storm subsides. Watch over us, guide us, and as always, may God bless Curry Beach.
Thank you, Art. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's good to see such a nice crowd tonight for our meeting. Just for a matter of the agenda, we'll be recognizing our retiring finance director tonight right after the meeting is adjourned. So don't go anywhere. We got refreshments back here in the back room, and we do have a little small token for Arlen, but please stick around to the end. First item on the agenda is the approval of the consent agenda items.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Adoption of the regular agenda. Any deletions or additions?
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No opposed. Motion passes. We have no one signed up for public comment tonight, so we will go right into presentations. Connie.
Pastor there is Pastor Chad Walker, and so we ask him here tonight
to tell us a little bit about himself and welcome to the community, and hope that he'll be involved with the community as much as Pastor Dan was. So, Pastor Jack, tell us about yourself.
Welcome. So,
thank you. I was kind of chuckling when you were talking about complaining about the weather. I originally grew up in Florida, and people talk about the heat here, and I'm like, what are you talking about? This is heaven. And I just came from north of Charlotte in a town called Lincolnton, where I served a church for about 16 years, and it's a lot cooler here than it is north of Charlotte. This is heaven, y'all. It's good living. But it's great to be here. I'm really grateful, just thankful that you all invited me just to get to say hello. And it's really been great. I've been here about 4 months. Incredible people, just a great community. I came here, live here with my wife, Misty. I also have two children. They're grown up. The nest is empty. My son is a firefighter up in Wilmington. And my daughter's a middle school teacher. Right now she's outside of Philadelphia. So it's just great to be here and just great to see what goes on here. I've been enjoying some of the amenities. I was looking for anybody I played pickleball with already. There's a good pickleball group over here. But really just looking forward to serving folks here and helping this be a more loving, more compassionate, beautiful community. It's already a beautiful place. And I don't know, hopefully I don't ugly it up.
Well, thank you for coming, and it's nice to put a name and a face together, and we will see each other around town for sure.
I'm almost as good looking as Dan. I've known Dan for years.
We'll have to talk to Dan about that. So. Thank you, sir, for coming. Next item on the agenda was going to be an update by Adrian Harrington about our mid-block crossings and Fort Fisher Boulevard, K Avenue. Adrian, call me Mandy, if you put that presentation up, please. Adrian called me today, and she and one of her sons have strep throat. So I told her that we did not want her here tonight. So I'm going to do the report tonight. So we got a couple of our town projects that are moving on. Mid-block crossings, which is our lighted crosswalks, and then Fort Fisher Boulevard and K Avenue intersection improvements. The mid-block crossings provide safe local location for people to cross Fort Fisher Boulevard. We were 7 in the initial scope of work, and the funding we received in 2023 of $250,000 from the state discretionary funds, and we can thank Representative Miller and Senator Lee for those. And that's, you see those on the map on the side over there. They go from Surf Rider from the south down near Ocean Dunes all the way up to the crosswalk there at the Air Force Base, one at E Avenue, one at I Avenue. We have one at M at the post office, and then one up at the north end of town at up near the first crosswalk. The address is 1,004.5, I think. Up there. So that's our crossings. 4 have been installed. NCDOT agreed to install the 4 crosswalks you see under the first bullets there. They did not require any engineering services. The last 3 required engineering and design work. Those plans are 100% complete, and we've had to have a couple temporary construction easements there. Our next steps, our funding, we're short on funding. The estimated budget is $445,000 for those 3 crosswalks. We're requesting $364,000 from the WMPO's DA grant program. And that's a 20% match, so it'll be a 91% match. And that's the resolution we have on the agenda tonight. As you can see, this is at I Avenue. Our current crosswalk is that white one that just comes across arbitrarily there in the middle of the street. This will give a safer flow so the people crossing and the flashing beacons can be seen by oncoming traffic. That's there, and then this is down at, I think I had it backwards, SE there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is E Avenue. Again, you can see where our current crosswalk is. It was not a good place on that corner, so we brought it down south across the street there, and there'll be a crosswalk there and then cross over. And that house actually has been torn down, that's right there at the bottom right of the picture. The last one I failed to mention was up here at K Avenue and Settlers Lane, and there's a crosswalk that goes across K Avenue there, and a sidewalk that connects to our current sidewalks, and it goes down to Town Hall. It connects the sidewalk there, so you can cross the street and get up to the park or down towards the boardwalk pier area of town. Okay. Fort Fisher and K Avenue. This has been a ongoing project since 2021. We received a federal grant with a match of $62,500. The town was awarded an additional $832,000 recently to, I think that's correct.
630.
600, excuse me. My eyesight, not good. $632,000. And that project is in, right now we're in the right-of-way acquisition part of that project. As you can see what the corner at Fort Fisher and K looks like, the top picture are people trying to cross the street there with traffic going. And then looking back to your north, it's a picture below where you have limited vision and no sidewalk at all. So this is a needed improvement there in our town. So I'll show you a little bit. There's more people trying to cross with bicycles and pedestrians trying to get to the beach. We're 100% on the design. Telex is the right-of-way company that's navigating the right-of-way process. And we have Gannett Trans Systems is providing the construction inspection services for us. So our next steps are to finalize the right-of-way and then get RFQ out for construction. So we're coming down the home stretch. If we could just get the right-of-way finalized, we'd be in good shape. Here's a couple maps of what it will look like. On the top left, where the red line starts, that's at the old Moran or Seabirds Hotel. And the sidewalk will come all the way down along the back of the curb at Fort Fisher Boulevard, through the Quick Mart, and over to K and K Avenue, where we'll have a crosswalk over. And then you see where the crosswalks are, and the work is being done there. At the Big Daddy's corner, the sidewalk will just go down to the edge of their parking lot. So anybody coming from that parking lot or through that lot behind it, they'll have a sidewalk to walk on to get them to the corner and a clear and to be seen by traffic crossing the street. We're doing some pedestrian improvements. The way we qualify for this grant is by doing connectivity. So the solid red line is actually behind Big Daddy's, all the way down to our community center, and it shows a parking and a crosswalk going over to the Lutheran Church. The parking that was in front of the Lutheran Church did not qualify for handicapped parking because it wasn't wide enough for the van accessible. So all the handicapped parking is across the street there at the community center, and then you'll have a crosswalk to get across the street there. That one will not be a flashing crosswalk. It'll just be a striped crosswalk at that along there. One item that they did recommend, is not in this project, but they recommended that we look into the future. The solid red line is on the west side of Fort Fisher Boulevard, going north towards Carolina Beach, just a few areas to connect into some additional sidewalks that's there. So projects are moving forward, And the council has any questions of me, this is kind of a quick synopsis of what we have and everything. So
yeah, just I mean, just adding a little bit of color. I think at this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, but we've got agreement with many of the parties from a right-of-way standpoint, you know, and that requires funding in order to basically purchase parcels, you know, sub-parcels along the way. Big Daddy's has been the one that has given us the biggest challenge. I'm sure everybody's familiar with kind of that situation and the fact that there's a retaining wall, you know, right there. So there has been some permissions granted to be able to avoid some of the easement requirements, but it's still going to impede into Big Daddy's. If you were there now, you could actually see they've painted lines inside the retaining wall, inside the restaurant, the outdoor area of the restaurant, showing where that movement will be. And so we're hoping that with this concession and just a minor amount of space being taken, that we can get this thing moving forward. But at this point, that's the only one that I'm aware of that's unresolved.
Yeah, all the other parcels, and there were 11 parcels along that, just in that small area. A lot of them are owned by the same people, but everybody's in agreement. As soon as our right-of-way funds are transferred into our account, we can start signing the offer sheets and paying the businesses or the owners, so we can get, and then we'll get reimbursed for that.
I think at one point we had created an expectation that it would likely be this year after the season that one would be put in play. With the delays, what are we anticipating for our time and standpoint?
I think if we can get construction started by the first of the year, we'll be in good shape.
So try to
have everything ready to go by Memorial Day. Yeah, I think that's a very safe assumption. Of course, it's a transportation project, so who knows. In your agenda packets is a resolution R2607 supporting the application. It's required for their grant for the WMPO locally administered project funds. There's a $91,000 match from the town, 20% match. So, so inclined, I would entertain a motion.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to move forward with resolution R26-07 as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you, Council. All right.
I just wanted to say I thought you did the drawings and the way this has been handled has been pretty good. I read through all of that documentation. It's really easy to follow, and I'm looking forward to getting this done.
Yeah, I am
we
too.
All are.
Yeah, we all are. Okay, now we're going into committee reports. Bike pad, Eileen.
Good evening, Mayor Oliver, commissioners, and staff. With fall just around the corner, we have two great opportunities to showcase bicycling on our island. First off, we have the Bike Walk Transportation Summit that's going to take place in September. It's a 3-day summit and will entail all kinds of guests from across the state. So not all kinds of guests, but guests from across the state. And with that, they will get an opportunity to experience our island from the perspective of riding a bicycle. So with that, we'll be showcasing the Island Greenway. We'll have both communities showcase Carolina Beach and Curry Beach. And it'll be great to be able to demonstrate what we have been able to do to work on pedestrian and bicycle safety. With that event, we expect 80 people to ride for the in the transportation summit. Registration is open. More can sign up for that, so stay tuned and we'll give you final numbers next time. In the meantime, we have the second item, which is our tour to island that will take place in October. And in October, and that's the 17th of October, which will be our third annual tour to Island. We have a new route. It's going to start and stop at the Oceanfront Park in Curry Beach. We will have new t-shirts, and we will have a special highlight at the Blakeslee Air Force Recreation Center. Our goal is really just about community. It is a free event. It's promoting bringing our families and residents, visitors, returning bicyclists, and riders of all ages and abilities to ride safely and enjoy our island. It's time to get outside of a car and enjoy some safe, connected riding and just connect on a personal level with each other. I have the flyer up here. Please, by all means, the QR code is there if you want to grab your phone and sign up tonight. I have also left some flyers on the back if you'd like to take one with you. If anyone's all are welcome to take one. Put it on your social media, sign up yourself, invite your friends and family. And I would like to give a special thank you to the Parks and Rec committee, or not committee, department for promoting that on Facebook for us. So very much. And also like to recognize Friends of Curry Beach. We are partnering with them in town with registration and t-shirts. So big thank you to Friends of Curry Beach. So in September, we have a town welcoming the state, and then in October, we welcome our community. So I ask you to get your helmet, pump up your tires, and get ready to ride. Thank you.
Thank you, Allie. Community Center Committee, any report tonight? I'm looking at our chair sitting back. We have our chair of our Community Center Committee. Do you have? Thank you for being here tonight. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I thought you might have something to say since you were here. Historic Preservation.
No updates.
No updates. Marketing Committee.
Steve's not here, but I'd like to have add a few comments on marketing, okay?
Okay.
I want to try to bring more information from the marketing side. There's a lot of money being invested in marketing. And I think it'd behoove us to know a little more about what's going on. Last month we met with the CVB and to review the performance of last year's marketing and a strategy for the new calendar year. I always keep track of the ROT, the room occupancy tax. I know you guys do too, but it's an important part of the revenue for this town. You know, it helps us do what we need to do. The fiscal year last year ended with 15% higher than it was the previous year, and right now this calendar year we're at 29% of last year up. Some of that is due to an error that was made where some of the ROT money was put over into Wilmington over the last 2 years, and they fixed it and put it back here, so that's part of the increase. So it's nice to have that revenue flowing into the town from our visitors. The other thing that I'm excited about is coming up with the new strategy. Is they're doing a brand research and development this fall. Megan told me today, she said, give the council a heads up that they'll be contacted about participating in a stakeholder focus group on September 1st for the rebrand, and their participation would be greatly appreciated. One of the reasons I'm excited about that is they're gonna rebrand all four, the Wilmington and the Three Beaches. And we can piggyback on that and finally do something I've talked about for like 4 years, and that's get some branding guidelines for this town by piggybacking on that a little bit. So I'm pretty excited about that happening through our funds that are going into from the ROT and from the CBB's handling. The last thing is the community engagement. One of the things you're going to probably see in the next year with the strategy is this new focus on community engagement. I'm going to read what it says, the way they've published it. The Curry Beach Community Engagement Strategy brings residents, business owners, and the visitor economy together around common purposes, protecting the natural environment, local culture, and authentic character and authentic character that defines Curie Beach. Through engagement and education, the strategy strengthens community understanding of tourism's role in preserving and enhancing these valued assets. You know, tourism is critical to our economy here, and one of the things that we've been talking about is how important it is for the community to understand that importance. You know, it's easy sometimes to be like, okay, I can't wait for October when it thins out a little bit, but it's part of who we are down here. And the other thing that's part of us is our character. People come here because of who we are and how we act. And, you know, I challenge people every time when they're visiting my house to walk down the beach and count how many times people say hello to them. So part of that is this synergy between the businesses, between our visitors and us. And this program that they're going to be putting into place is going to help us embrace that. And it's something that I've talked about a long time too over the years of being in the marketing community. So I'm pretty excited about those. The last thing, and I'm sorry I'm taking so much time, but I wanted to talk about two things that happened last year. This new group that's marketing our town is doing a great job. Way better than I've ever seen in the last 4 years. And two of the things they're doing, the first thing is influencers. I don't know if you're aware of influencers. You know, some people are big fans, some people aren't. But they are getting a lot of attention, bringing a lot of attention to our town. And the four influencers that came focused on being a family-friendly beach, outdoor adventure. Another one was family-friendly, and then was wellness in our community. And these influencers are out there telling all their followers about Curie Beach. And our benchmarks on that is nearly double industry standards for the engagement they're getting. So a lot of good stuff is happening from the marketing, and I want to try to keep you guys aware of the work that's going on with that committee and the impact it's going to have on the town. So.
Thank you, Mark. Uh-huh. Thank you. Appreciate the work you're doing. Planning and Zoning Commission?
Two quick items.
Okay.
During our August meeting, we reviewed a text amendment, and we recommended that move forward. You'll see that text amendment in your agenda later to schedule a legislative hearing. And the second item is Planning and Zoning and Historic Preservation are down one member on our committees. So if anyone knows anyone that's interested in being a part of this town, our planning department, planning and zoning and historic preservation, please let them know. It's not that difficult. I can do it. So let them know, sign up, apply. We'd be welcome to introduce. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Shoreline access and beach protection?
No comments.
No comments. Thank you. I think we had a successful day Saturday, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Stormwater committee, David, anything? Bob, I see Bob there. No, you got him?
No update.
All right, thank you. All right, department head business administration, Mandy? Any comments, Council?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't. Sounds good
to me. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion we approve one pass as a prize for Go Coast.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy. If y'all have any questions about Mandy's memo for what else she's going on this month, you can catch her anytime. Development and compliance, Bethany, anything? Arlen, you going to get away with you not saying anything tonight?
You will. No, I'm there.
No, thank you, sir. Fire Department, Chief Kennedy.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. I have a couple of quick updates for council and the citizens. Manny, could you put that on the screen, please?
There, which one?
Oh, I saw that. Okay, so we recently completed the installation of the rescue buoy signs and the buoys themselves. Do you have the capability to zoom in just a hair? So last year, council approved 12 of them. We just put out the remaining 13. And so we have one at all 25 locations. And of course, you can see the sign there. Although we're not promoting unskilled swimmers to enter the water, we wanted to provide a good alternative as well. And so we've got these at all locations. They have a green rescue buoy with some simple directions. And so anyone can basically call 911, give the dispatcher the location that they're at. We have those locations plugged into the dispatch center. And so some of them might say Tower 3 or a certain beach access. When that happens, of course, it'll route the first responders to that particular location. And then because we're not promoting swimming, it says to throw the buoy to the person and not to enter the water. However, we have had, last year we had two confirmed rescues with these buoys. And of course they were used by skilled swimmers and they actually used it like they were supposed to be used. Could you scroll forward, sir? So obviously the purpose is to be able to provide some immediate access, a flotation device at all public beach accesses. And so every single person that goes to the beach using one of the beach access has to walk past one of these. Like I said, last year we had two confirmed rescues, one of which was already had a victim pulled out of the water. The second one, when the firefighters got on scene, the rescuer was out in the water with the victim and the green can, so it worked just as planned. Just below there, we have all the locations, which is all of the 25 beach accesses. And on the last page, I'm not going to go into great detail, but I did provide the initial costs along with the ongoing costs and how we install them and plan to maintain them. And so this past year, this was kind of like a trial run for us, so we only installed 12. Out of the 12, we essentially lost one sign completely. I think it was due to maybe a hard northeast storm. And then we lost 5 buoys. I don't know if they made garage souvenirs or where they're at, but we did lose 5. So the total for this year was around $400 for the ongoing costs. And so what I plan to do each year at the end of the season is use our lifeguard staff to make sure that we have them up. They're good to go, they're maintained. And then I'll provide council with an update every budget retreat so we can at least discuss how it's going. But I think it's a great use of funds. I certainly believe that it's going to save quite a few lives. We've already seen 2 rescues with it this past year, and I think it's going to make a big difference. I appreciate council's support on that. I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Any comments? Thank you, Chief.
Okay, just a couple more. This time of the year, you guys saw the town blast. We become short-staffed with everybody going back to school. This is common for us and all the local beaches, so it's nothing out of the ordinary. Of course, our season runs until Labor Day, so we'll continue to have a mixture of both towers that are sat, and of course, you'll see the four-wheelers patrolling up and down. And then I plan on removing the lifeguard stands usually about the week or two after Labor Day, so you'll see them come off the beach. And that takes about a day to complete. And then lastly, I'm still wrapping up the final details on the 80th year anniversary for the fire department, which will be on October 2nd and the 3rd. I hope to have that completed by the end of the week. I did see in the consent agenda, thanks David for pointing out that the gas funeral was the same night, which I don't think is a conflict at all. I actually think it'll help both the fire department, you can get a little more exposure, and then we can also send people down to the jazz funeral as well. But as soon as I button up all the details, like I said, hopefully by the end of the week, I'll have something on the calendar.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Any comments? Thank you. Chief Bailey?
No updates.
Jimmy, Public Works.
I just received today from Southern Corrosion the forms to fill out and begin maintenance on the Settlers Water Tower today. I'll get that filled out. I'll let council know. We're going to plan on doing it this fall, so it'll be on the schedule. I'm just getting everything in right now. But as soon as I get everything in and state approves it, then I'll let council know exactly when it'll be shut down, and expect it between 2 and 4 weeks of being shut down. So, also, we have went on and bought some materials for some beach accesses, especially I Avenue. We Public Works plans on shutting it down shortly after Labor Day and refurbishing that access there. And also E Avenue, I had a contractor come in today, and he's going to give me some quotes on that. As soon as I get everything together, I'll have it back to council, shoot emails or whatever. Maybe next council meeting, I'll have a little more on it. But I just want to let council know that everything's moving forward like we planned for maintenance this fall. So if anybody got any questions.
No, I just appreciate you staying on top of that. I mean, I think those need regular attention, and you guys seem to be reviewing them.
Well, we picked I Avenue because we expected, you know, it's something fairly quick that we can do in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's not, after Labor Day, it's not really used that much. So.
Yeah, it's a perfect time.
And
to
then
do
once October rolls around, we'll go back on the boardwalk and work on that.
No, that's great.
All
right. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right.
Nikki, Recreation Department.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple quick updates. So Disney finished up about just over a week ago and has moved out of town temporarily. We should know in October if the show is getting picked up. If so, they'll return probably February or March to finish filming the rest of season one. And then an update on Joe Weeks Park. So this fiscal year, we budgeted to finish design development for the renovation plan there. And in July, we had a very successful meeting with Mossu and got approval from them to move forward with design development. So we're ready to move on to that next step. And I'll work with the attorney over the next couple weeks to have an RFQ ready to publish and start getting that rolling.
Any questions, y'all, on that?
Yeah, one question. If I read in the memo right, we've reviewed this a lot, but you had mentioned something about if there were any other comments or whatever. Is there a period of time that you are waiting for any additional comments and saying that's it, or is it going to last through the final design?
Even when we have a final design, we can still make changes. There could be changes that come up in the final as, you know, engineering and everything goes on through the final design and stormwater calculations and pervious to impervious and things. So.
Well, you know, I'm definitely not trying to slow it down. I'm ready to roll with this. But
if you guys wanted to have a special meeting or review or anything like that to make changes, I would encourage that sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at it. There's a lot, so I'm just going to browse through it again. But I'm not trying to slow it down. If there was a line where you were asking for any kind of last, that's it, then I wanted to make it everybody aware.
I think we can probably send something out and say, hey, if you won't have any changes or any additions to it or
speak
anything.
Now.
We gotta make, you know, we know we have some of the sound things we gotta incorporate that we've promised and some of that stuff. So
just the process of publishing the RFQ and reviewing applicants and
right,
you know, getting the contract.
It's going to take a while.
So we have a few months.
So it's exciting stuff. You guys have done great. I appreciate it.
It's been quite a process. So all right. We're excited to move on to the next step.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Thank you, Nikki.
I have one comment because I know that Nikki won't toot her own horn, but I think that everything went really smooth with the Disney production team for Saltwater. I didn't hear any complaints from the town. And I know that Nikki had to do things on the fly because a production team always changes their mind. If they were going to do something one day, then it's another day. It was going to be at this place and move to another place. And Nikki had to put in a lot of time and you know, working into the evening on that. So I just want to thank you because I did not hear any complaints and I thought that it really went smoothly. So I want to commend you for the coordination and all the work that you did.
Okay. Consideration and action on the proposed text amendment for Joe East Park, Mr. Attorney.
Yes, sir. Mandy, can you get that up on the screen, please? The mandate was to reduce the hours of Joe East Park from 7 to 9, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. In the code, there's no specific reference for Joe East. And there may be a rec department rule which staff can easily address, but if you look at the what you have in your package, I did find KBC 1315030 park hours and closures. The top part is the current version, the below part with the red font is the proposed text amendment, and I think it accomplishes the same result. So if there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them, but otherwise, this is what I'm bringing back to reduce Julie's and others from 7 to 9.
And the main thing is it gives the council the authority to amend those hours if we have a special event or something like that. Any comments, questions?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Yeah, I'll make a motion if we accept KBC 13-15-030 as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Motion passes. Thank you, Jim. 9.2, continued discussion on asset management plan. Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes. Manny, if you could pull up page 63 of 147. So Jimmy and I and Ian went through this with the engineers. We met a couple of times in the last month to make changes. The most significant change is page 63 when Mandy gets up. And basically, based off their assessment, they recommended that the town spend $21 million working on water systems in this year. That obviously doesn't make any sense, either from what Jimmy and the team have seen of the performance of the systems, as well as the fact that that's just not something that a town our size is going to spend at one time. So we worked with them to spread out their plan. This is just a plan, so as they would say, it's page 59 in the document, but 63 is how it came up in 63 or 147 is how it came up. It's table 5.5.
Yep.
There you go. Thank you. Okay. For the citizens, the town worked under a grant to get our water system reviewed, and there's a 147-page document you're welcome to read. It talks about how old some of the systems are, specifically piping south of N Avenue. There are pipes in the ground that are 65 and 70 years old that were put in basically back in the 50s. And the recommended life for that specific type of piping is 60 years, so we're 10 years past what they would say is how long it lasts. Now, we, of course, have different soils than some of the stuff that happens inland, so we're fortunate in that our soil is so wet that the pipes actually last a little longer. But eventually, you get to the end of life with every system, and so you should plan to replace it. Basically, what it did is stretch out their replacement, and then we got to turn that into actually engineering projects. This still does not match up with the approved budget, so we're going to have to come back and look at that in the October-November time frame. After Jimmy and I get some quotes for the town. So we're working with the engineering communities to highlight that, and then we will come back and review, probably request a special workshop in late October or November for council to talk specifically about that. For this year, with our finance officer, our new finance officer, giving us some direction on what to do for the money. So in 26-27, working with the engineers, we think we want to spend about $1.7 million on water systems. That's what this plan shows. That doesn't mean we'll actually do that once we get further in this process. But I encourage the council to approve this asset management plan so that we can then start competing for grants in the process. Just and I'll open to questions.
The 1.7 is for what year?
It would be 26-27. Mm-hmm. Right now, so on the water system, we have about $600,000 in the current budget for capital. So that would be a big change, but I don't know where it'll end up. But for this plan, the engineers weren't comfortable cutting it much more than where we did. That doesn't mean we're going to actually spend that right now. But approving the plan and having a plan approved by council allows us to then start competing for grants.
Should we accelerate the meeting as opposed to waiting until September, October?
We probably won't be ready. We won't have the information ready yet. Jimmy and I still have a lot of work to do with the engineers, but we just wanted to get the plan there so we can start pre-applying for grants while we're working on it.
Okay.
So you want approval for the plan all the way through 36?
Yes. The plan is the whole 147 pages. This is just the money meets the road part of the plan, right?
The 1.7 million is just the next year, but yeah, okay, got it.
And again, like the engineer said, our approved plan doesn't have to be what happens, right? So it's not committing council to spend this money right now. What it's saying is this is what we believe is our plan at this point.
So it's just accepting the plan, but it's
yes,
not.
Yes, having the accepted plan is important in the grant processes. Right. Because it counts for points towards the grant. Did I do a good job, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There's one thing I would like.
Yeah, there's one other thing. If you go back four pages to the graph, that one's fine right there. The other portion of the information here was them talking about how much water that they felt was leaking out of the system, which is not exactly correct. And so Jimmy and I didn't interrupt their presentation, but we wanted to highlight the fact that just because we produce water that doesn't get sold doesn't mean it goes into the ground and waste. And so Jimmy's going to talk about some of the other places it goes that we don't capture by selling.
Yeah, I'd just like to clarify the council that, you know, that's what stood out to me, and I got in touch with the engineers and talked to Mayor Pro Tem Haver about this, was it's like 17% loss of water. But what the engineers did not factor in was the town facilities that we have that we use water that we do not actually charge for. I mean, for instance, there's the lagoon, Oceanfront Park, all the town facilities, town hall, fire department, police department, public works, hydro flushing, anything to do with our back trucks and stuff like that. You know, we use water, irrigation, you know, stuff like that. That was not included in the amount of water that we use as far as meter wise. So I want council to be aware of this, that, you know, that number will drop. You know, but I don't know exactly. I just want council to understand that we don't have 17% of our water going into the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was very eye-opening during the presentation. So
right.
Thank,
I mean,
thank
like
you for
I said,
clarifying that.
We've seen that. I pointed it out to the engineers and all, so I wanted council to be clarified on that.
Do we have any idea about how much water the town uses?
I calculated that at the lagoon, you know, I can calculate a lot more. I just did not bring a whole lot of numbers today. But I know for a fact that the lagoon uses around 20,000 gallons a month. So, you know, that's for our disinfection. We have to have water going through our disinfection, our chlorine system and all to make that work. So that's a 2-inch pipe that's running 24/7, 365 days a year. So you can calculate that up. That's a lot of water, almost 7.3 million gallons a year. So.
Okay. With the new system, would we begin metering that or not?
So, I mean, that's the question. When Jimmy and I talked about it, we wanted council to give us some direction, right? So we can put meters on a bunch of this stuff, right? Because we know where all the pipes are. And I think it's a question of, is it worth the cost or not?
Yeah.
We can bring you back the cost, and then council can give us direction. And we can estimate a lot of the water usage, but it's not. This was just, the engineers didn't ask, and we didn't catch it when we reviewed it because we focused on the $21 million and got fixated on the big dollars versus the other stuff. And then the fact that they're using a generic rating for our piping that makes the system look worse than it is. There's still a lot of work to be done, right? So we're going to be spending a lot of money in the next 10 years to fix pipes that are now really old, for sure. And whenever you do that, it's very disruptive to the citizens. Not just the money, but council's got to, we got to come up with a communication plan to tell people we're going to be impacting you. Because you can't change valves and pipes without cutting people's water off for a while. So there's going to be some big projects every winter for the next 5 or 6 years, just like Carolina Beach had about 10 years ago. We're 10 or 15 years behind them, right? They turned 100, we turn 80 next year. The math sort of works out, right?
So. Well, it was good to know this because we would hate to put this whole system in and see that the gap didn't change.
Right.
So at least we know now why, what's right. covered.
Right.
So that was a good catch.
Right. So with that, if there's no other questions, I make a motion that we approve R2608, the asset water system resolution that's in your packet.
Second.
Okay, have a motion and a second. I just want to make a comment. This closes out the grant, right, Arlen? This resolution will completely close us out with the grant.
Once it gets submitted and then reviewed by NCDEQ, so it still may take just a little while. Hopefully we can get it done before I leave. That would make it easier with all the system access that's needed. So that's the game plan right now.
Okay, just wanted to make that clear.
No, that's good. Thank you.
Make it clear. All right, have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Council. Thank you, Jimmy and David, for your work on this. 9.3 was supposed to be a discussion tonight about the unveiling of the Friends of Curry Beach Totem. I found out after the agenda was published that the totems are being sealed by a car company, everything. The timing's off, so we're just going to discuss this in September and set a date, but it'll be sometime in October when we do it.
Someone
want
to make a motion to table it till September? Yeah. Make a motion to table 9.3 till October.
Second.
I'm till September, sorry.
September. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. New business, schedule a legislative hearing for September 21st. Mr. Attorney.
Yes, that's for some text amendment application that came in from a landowner regarding a corner lot setback.
Okay. Do we want to do that? Counselor, do we want to do that before the meeting? Or Beth, are you looking
at
me?
I recommend 5 p.m.
5 p.m.?
We'll have the applicant here in person.
Okay.
And it's pretty cut and dry.
Okay, I need a motion for the time and the...
You said 5:30? Right, is that what she said?
She said 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
5 p.m.? Okay.
Make a motion. We scheduled the legislative hearing for 5 p.m. on September 21st.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. And mayor updates. Coffee with the mayor Saturday. At 9 a.m. here, if anybody would like to attend. I know Scott and Debbie will be here. I'll give Scott some more time. That's all I have. Mark, anything more?
No, sir.
David?
No, sir.
Connie?
No, sir.
Mark, anything? Yeah. Okay. We don't have a closed session. I will entertain a motion for adjournment, and everybody just sit still, and we'll present.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Arlen, please come forward. All in favor, say aye.
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 We are adjourned.